So this has been a heck of a week. Yeah?
Yes.
And it's so interesting. I thought I came to do the transition of this ministry. The whole country joined us, didn't they? I'm grateful and blessed, and I also know that this has been a challenging time for some people, and that this election turned into a very different experience. Some are jumping for joy, excited, filled with hope, and some are filled with despair and upset and worry, and they're afraid. So in our staff meeting, we sort of went through that, was to sort of name what's going on for us, to not run away to Canada, but to stay present, but to sort of get what's going on for us, because when it sort of gets bottled up and doesn't get expressed, it becomes very unattractive. You know what I'm talking about? So it's a good, you want a safe place to sort of share what's going on for us. Because what happens is we have these thoughts about a life circumstance and we give meaning to it, right? MSU. We make stuff up, right? According to what's going on. So this happened, therefore that means blah, 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 blah. So the mind begins to take over, and in those thoughts come bubbling up all these feelings. So depending on what it means to you, right, the election, of how you might have been processing it. So we shared some feelings of worry, of powerlessness, of disappointment, of being unsafe, and recognizing what the need underneath that was hope, was clear direction, was support, was power in our world, was trust and love. So what we then discover is really recognizing those unmet needs that are happening, and recognizing, so how do we go about getting those needs met? Do we make everyone else act that way? No. That's really the hard route, you know? That unless you act a certain way, I don't feel safe, right? Or unless this happens, I'm powerless. So those needs are ours, but they're not up to someone else to get met. They're up to us to create a world, to create our world, our environment, and the people we hang with, so those needs get met. So we get choices in that, don't we? Yeah. So we create our world with the belief systems that we hold. And one of the things we talked about early on, I remember talking about a set of paradigms. Do you remember that conversation? It was the very first week I was here. And we live in a set of paradigms as belief systems, ideas that formulate our conscious world. So here's a paradigm that you might recognize. In this paradigm, there's scarcity, there's competition, there's lack, there's right and wrong, and there's fear and there's mistrust. And here's the thinking that goes with that. I get to blame. You're doing something to me. I'm right, you're wrong. I win, you lose. There's separation, there's judgment, there's conflict, there's misperception, and there's miscommunication. But mostly there's fear and mistrust, yes? So many of us experienced that this week, a little bit, yeah. So that's a paradigm, remember, that is in the world, right? It's believing in the world and that the world is my source. And so we're as we awaken spiritually, we're moving into understanding that the God of our knowing and that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and that we co-create a world through our conscious awareness and thinking. Yes? Yes. So it's important to us to create a conscious awareness of that by holding thoughts like, no one and nothing is against me, which is our eye of the storm theme, right? We've been in this eye of the storm, and boy, did we conjure up a storm this week. Really? Yeah. And isn't it magnificent, you know, that we have these teachings in the midst of some of us the biggest storm we might be in. Thank you, God. So in this paradigm, there's enough, there's cooperation, there's support, there's acceptance, there's love, there's trust, there's sharing, there's an abundance. Now, this is the paradigm most of us are moving into. But every now and then, we sort of shift back to paradigm one, right? and that's sort of where the storm lives. That's sort of the uncomfortable part. And so part of our work is sort of becoming aware of that. Ah, I am forgetting who I am. I'm believing in the world, the illusion of fear and scarcity and separation. I need to go back to the well to remember my source. And so some of us sort of began to do that separation thing where we begin to blame someone for our uncomfortableness. Looks like a Democrat or Republican, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So we have these labels, right? And so because this is happening, it's their fault, right? And so the journey of awakening is letting go of those labels, letting go of those conditions, so that we can see that everyone really has that Christ presence. But some mask it really, really well. Right? They just do. It's just like, wow, I'm sure there's a spark of divinity in there, but man, are you really challenging me? Right? So our job is excavation, is to pull that goodness out of people, is to begin to look for that. And we do that by having empathy and compassion. Yes? So I saw on Facebook my news stuff. I get all my news on Facebook. It's a kinder, gentler way to sort of find out what's going on in the world. But what was disturbing was there was a video of a woman riding the BART or the train or something, and she was speaking in Arabic in her home language, Aramaic. And another woman miscommunicated or misperception that she was a terrorist because of her language and began to speak vulgarity to her and, you know, that she shouldn't be in this country and, you know, the lingo. And so the woman began to video it to say, you know, I'm going to video you because this is so crazy, right? But it didn't stop her from spewing and saying these horrible things. And even when she found out she was a American, that she was a citizen of this country, you know, it didn't keep her from spewing. And unfortunately, she used Trump as sort of a platform to be okay with this. So this is sort of what, you know, the fear can be about. But here's our work. That Trump is nowhere to be found on that train. He didn't cause that, right? And so it is up to us now to be the voice, to be the arms, to be the presence of love and compassion and empathy, to not allow that form of communication to happen, to be a place of safety for those who can't speak out, Somebody came up with this great idea of wearing safety pins, which is really a great thing to really say, you know, if you're feeling a little marginalized or a little afraid right now, know that with me you're safe. That who you are matters. That I don't care who you're married to, I don't care what the color of your skin or your gender or what religion you are, that's all okay with me. So you're safe here. So let's get those, shall we? Yeah, a safety pin. You got one? Okay. So see these wonderful people, if you'd like to wear a safety pin. So these are the kinds of things that we're being called into, to be a greater presence in the world. So remember, it's not, you know, what happens to us, it's how we respond to life. It's not, why is this happening? It's, how can I be a greater presence for God, a greater presence for truth, a greater presence for love, for inclusion, for equality? How can I be a greater presence in the world in this? That's what it's calling us to do. And I found this shift in paradigm also through Maria Nemeth. And this particular teaching I gave to all the facilitators. So if you're in a group, you have this beautiful idea of shifting from the red lens to the green lens. And let me share what that sounds like. And many of us found ourselves with the veil of the red lens. So here's the veil of the red lens. There's something wrong with this person. This person does not have his or her answers. But I do have this person's answers. So I'm going to help this person. I question this person's motivation and commitment. This person is a drain on me. This person is against me. Okay, how many of you had that thought this week? Right? Right? So this is our work. You know, that's, wow, I must be looking through the red lens of blame. So here's the green lens. This person is whole, perfect, and complete. This person has goals and dreams and desires to make a difference. This person has his or her own answers. This person is contributing to me right now. This person deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. And this person is for me. So you can feel the energy, right, shift in ourselves. And so as we approach this person on the train, that's sort of attacking this woman. So maybe that's our work, is to be present in love so that we can be standing there and offer this other person empathy. So I'm imagining that her speech might have really triggered you to think that there was something wrong and you're really wanting to be safe and everyone else safe. But you know, speaking to her in this way is just not right, right? So we can do it in a way that doesn't degrade someone, but has a little empathy, but really speaks to the reality. And don't you believe that others will join us? Yes? Yes. That we won't be alone in that conversation. That soon as the voice of truth comes out, people say yes, they join in. They say, that's right. They gather around. So remember, all we need is one person to have this higher vibration of viewing life through the green lens, of moving in from paradigm one to paradigm two, to trust and know that no one and nothing has power over our thinking or over us. Yes, some things can change, but we the people stand together. And one of these ideas that this week is just so funny. God is so funny in my life. I have to laugh. Gandhi said, you know, if I didn't have my sense of humor, I'd probably just commit suicide. So here we are in the eye of the storm, and today's, or this week, is non-resistance. Isn't it great? It just shows up exactly when it needs to, and today's daily word was comfort. You know, none of us knew what was going to happen, and yet, really? Maybe we do. So we're on this divine course, I know, but non-resistance is definitely a virtue that all of us want to participate in, because what we resist persists. That's right. What we resist persists. And what we resist long enough just keeps getting built up, right? So we need to focus our attention on what it is that we do want. Yes? So there's this delightful little story about non-resistance, and it speaks about a woman who went shopping. My favorite thing to do. And she got tired of shopping, so she went to my next favorite thing, was to stop for a cup of coffee. So she got a cup of coffee, and she got a little bag of cookies, and she went to go sit down, and all the tables were full because she was at Starbucks. And so there was one man by himself, and she asked if she could share his table. And he said, certainly. So she put her things down, her coffee cup on the table, and her purse, and she pulled out her book, and she began to read and drink her coffee. And pretty soon she saw the bag of cookies on the table, and she reached in and got one. And so this man did the same thing. He reached in and got a cookie. And so she sort of noticed, and she sort of went, huh, that's interesting, you know. Tried not to make too much of it and went about her business. And pretty soon, after a while, she reached in and got another cookie. So did he. So now she's sort of getting triggered a little bit and wondering, how dare he eat my cookies without permission? I mean, it's okay, but don't you think he should have asked, you know, the voice in the head that does this? You know the one, right? Yes. Say yes? Come on. Yes. Yeah. So we have these conversations. We don't know who we're talking to, but it's certainly not our higher self speaking in that means. So the dialogue continues, and this is the thought process. Well, wow, I can't believe he's eating my cookies, you know. Wouldn't that be really great, blah, 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 blah. And then we remember all the times in our life when we were victimized, right? All the stories come back. So anyway, she finally lets it go, you know, and she's sitting there, and she reaches for another cookie, and or he reaches for one first, and it's the last cookie. And she's looking at him, and he breaks it and gives her half. Well, instead of being really happy and grateful, she's upset that he would take the last cookie and then, you know, offer it to her. Come on. Indignant. So she gets upset. She stands up and she goes, that is just the rudest thing I've ever experienced. She gathers all her stuff up and she goes to the other table and sits down. And she starts putting everything away. And she's looked in her purse and lo and behold, there's a whole bag of cookies. So don't we make stuff up? We are so good at making stuff up. So, this week we can go about our business and, you know, think about the red lens and the green lens, the paradigm one, the paradigm two, and the cookies, right? What am I making this mean? And that's what we can ask ourselves, you know, in this election, because some of it gets made up, not all of it, but some of it, especially the suffering piece, gets made up. So it's up to us to recreate the story. It's up to us to gather together, to see our brothers and sisters that feel like they're other, on the other side of the fence, to just take that fence away and just begin to have dialogue and to trust and know that there is a divine presence in each and every one of us. And maybe, just maybe, this is all about looking at those parts of us that we don't want to look at. that perhaps this is the cosmic shadow just showing up in our doorstep to say, so what do you think of this? And perhaps, even better, is that we will be so surprised at how we all come together. Yes? Is that possible?
Yes.
It's possible by our thinking and our contribution towards it, just like we all did for Standing Rock. Right? We don't know them, but we gathered our resources and our prayers together to support them in their journey. And that's for us to do. Remembering our purpose here is to awaken spiritually. And that unity is all about a world transformed through a shared spiritual awakening. Not just a few, but everyone that's willing. Yes? So that's our work this week. Share your cookies. Look through the green lens and shift into paradigm two whenever you can think about it to remember who you are. And no one and nothing is against us. There's a great appearance going on right now. But in truth, we're all one. So there's this great cartoon I want to share with you that reminds me of us right now. So instead of the husband, it's the Republican or the Democrat, depending on what side you're. They're just not seeing it my way, right? So just know that if there is miscommunication, that we just haven't maybe asked the right question. Is to gather more information and to ask ourselves, so what am I making this mean? And sort of trusting that there's a greater presence at play here that we may not be able to see right now. Yes? Yeah. And that God, Spirit, all that is counting on us to be on that bus, to be the voice for compassion, for love, for truth. Yes? And so we rise. Yeah. So let's pray. Yeah. Amen, Mario. Yes. We are grateful. We are blessed. And we know, God, that you are right here amongst this situation. And we just make our way clear. We know that you make those crooked places straight, that we align with God's mind. We see through the green lens, and we shift into a new way of thinking through paradigm two consciousness, that there is enough, there's cooperation, there's order, there's love, there's peace, there's connection, and there's oneness. So we see this, God, we hold this. We begin to notice it more and more. And we stand up in truth with strength and courage, honesty and love when anything unlike that appears. So we thank you for this eye of the storm, eye that can be greater than the circumstances outside in this world. That I stand in the truth of my knowing, that I use this beautiful cross symbol. This cross symbol, the vertical awareness of love's presence is anchoring in me now into this world, that I'm connected to a divine presence that wants only for my good. There is an infinite wisdom flowing through me. And I stand in this horizontal place, anchored on earth, to be the voice for love, for compassion, for truth. And in this center place is the heart, where the spirit of all that is resides, where infinite intelligence comes from, where the God of our knowing and our human selves communicate. And so we thank you, God, for the courage and strength that it takes to be on this planet right now. And we are grateful that we have each said yes to be here now, in this body, in this community, in this moment, to be together in love. And for that, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you.